presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Kolo saved Lynn Chalmers from a native who had captured her and was dragging her to the plantation house of Shanghai Lil. When Lynn insisted on going to find out what was preventing Jungle Jim from giving the signal, Kolo gave up arguing with her and started dragging her back to their hideout. In the meantime, up at the plantation house, Shanghai Lil declared to Jungle Jim that she was in love with him. At first, too astonished to speak, Jim finally found his tongue and firmly told her what he thought of her. Lil retaliated by vowing that the Reverend Chalmers would marry them if she had to torture the ceremony out of him. When Jacques Labat learned of Lil's plans, he was furious and swore she would never throw him aside for Jungle Jim. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full colors, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Much against her will, Lynn Chalmers finds herself back in the hiding place selected by Kolo, where they were to wait for Jungle Jim's signal.
You just wait, Kolo. I'll tell Tuan Jim how cruelly you've treated me.
Kolo, sorry, Missy. Kolo no want hurt white Missy. Kolo have bring Missy back here.
That native that captured me showed us pretty clearly the way to the camp of the Batwoman. I tell you, we ought to start out and do a little scouting, Kolo.
What happen native boy come catch Missy?
We chased him and shot him. Why do you ask?
Something happened, Missy Kolo, if Batwoman boy see.
Oh, you think we'd be shot before we could get to Tuan Jim?
Yes, he, Missy.
But he expects us to reach him sometime, Kolo.
Yes, he, Missy. But Tuan Jim, him need help if signal made.
I see. You mean it's worth risking our lives only if Tuan Jim is in trouble?
Yes, he, Missy. No good get shot before Tuan Jim need help. Maybe Tuan Jim make fix for Kolo, Missy. Get into camp when Batwoman no see.
I never thought of that. Kolo, I owe you an apology.
Missy, no owe Kolo anything.
Oh, yes, I do. I didn't realize you were so smart.
Smart? Nice to be smart.
Yes, very nice. And you're very smart, Kolo. You may tell Tuan Jim I said so.
Kolo give many thanks, Missy. Kolo tell Tuan Jim Kolo smart.
I should have trusted you. I should have realized Tuan Jim knew what he was doing when he left me in your care.
Yes, he, Missy. Kolo take care like Tuan Jim say.
I'm sure of that now. And from now on, I'm going to do everything you tell me to do.
Good. Kolo, glad.
What's that? Listen.
Native boy blow shell, Missy.
Where can he be? It sounds as though it were coming from over there.
Come, Missy. We look over top of rock.
All right. You go first, Kolo.
Come. Give Kolo hand, Missy. Good.
Right.
Now, come.
Coming?
I pick Missy up. Yeah. Now, come. Now. Look, see. On river. Native boy in canoe.
So there is. And he's... Why, Kolo, it's Mamba.
Mamba? What name something?
He was my guide. It was Mamba who shot me and kidnapped Dad.
Oh. Look, Missy. Native boy come near shore. Come, Missy. Me fix him.
In the meantime, down in the dungeon cave, Jungle Jim and the Reverend Chalmers are deep in a plot.
I tell you, Reverend, we've got to bring up our reinforcements.
That's right, Jim. A surprise attack by Kolo might turn the trick. It's certain we can't do much alone.
And we can't do much down here in this cave.
True, Jim, true. If only we could get out.
We've got to get out somehow to build a fire to send a signal to Kolo.
Yes.
Now, let's see. How can we? I got it, Reverend. Just the thing.
What's just the thing, dear boy?
The excuse for getting us out of this cave. Here, give me a hand with our palm bed. Drag yours over here in the bottom of the stairs, like this. Come on.
Yes, but I say, what do we want them over here at the entrance for?
Come on, put your bed on top of mine.
All right.
That's it. Now, give me a match.
Jim, you're going to burn up our beds, whatever for?
So we can get outside. I'll set fire to this pile of palms and then call for that guard up there.
I see.
When he comes to see what's the matter, we'll jump on him and tie him up. Then we can see about sending the signal.
Splendid idea, Jim. I'm with you on that. Get the match.
Thanks. And here goes our try for a few minutes' freedom.
Now, light it on this side, too. That's right. I'll stir up a little draft.
It's starting, Reverend.
Yes, it is.
Come on, keep on fanning.
Right.
Here.
Let's use our search.
Right. We've got to get this fire going before we call that guard.
Being cooped up in this cave makes it hard to start a good blaze, Jim.
I know it. But she's starting up now. Don't stop fanning. I want the smoke to almost suffocate the guard when he comes down here.
If you don't soon call him, I'll be suffocated. The smoke's blowing back into the cave.
So it is. But fan as hard as you can, Reverend. Hey, we've got to overcome the draft that's coming from the top of the stairs.
Right.
I'll bring that native. Oh, guard! Guard!
Help! Twan! Twan! Help! I come!
Here he comes on the run, Reverend.
This is Twan. What's the matter, Twan?
Look, fire. What? Our beds are on fire. Come help us put it out.
Oh, fire! Fire! Zanzi, go get Twan Yaba. Zanzi, go.
Holy.
Zanzi, go.
Did you hear that, Reverend? The darn fool's going to get Labar.
Yes.
Come on up here.
I heard. That's good. That's splendid.
What's good about it? I expected to be able to tie that black boy up for a while. And there he scampers off to bring Labar.
Well, he'll have to find Labar first, won't he?
Reverend, you mean that we...
Yes, I mean that we can get out of this cave and escape to where Kolo is guarding my daughter.
We can't do it, Reverend.
Why not?
It would be suicide. Shanghai Lil has guards posted all over the plantation. The best we can hope for is to have a minute or two freedom in which to signal Kolo. Come on. Let's gather the branches and make a fire over here.
All right, Jim. We shan't have any too much time. Oh, it's good to be out of that cave.
Yes. Now you work over there, Dr. Chalmers.
Right.
I'll break off these branches here.
Let's hope and pray Kolo is looking when we send the signal.
Trust Kolo. He'll have an eye out, even when he's asleep. He's probably wondering why he hasn't seen it by now.
Oh, I can't wait to see my daughter, Lynn. It's an eternity since we were separated.
Well, if this signal doesn't work, there's one sure way you can get to Lynn.
I know what you mean, Tim, but I tell you again. I will not unite you and Lily DeVille in holy matrimony. It would be a farce.
Lord knows I'd rather be married to a black panther. But you have a family to think of. Performing the ceremony would mean your freedom.
Yes, and if I don't, it would mean my death. I know, but I'll take my chance of that. I appreciate your attitude, Jim, but I'm a man of the church, and I shouldn't be the first to die for my principles.
Yes, I know, but Shanghai Lil said she'd torture you into marrying us. I've seen these native torturers, and, well, they're experts.
As I told you before, Jim, anything I might have to go through would be worth it in order to keep you free from that woman.
You're a brave man, Reverend, and a friend indeed. But I'll never let you make such a sacrifice.
Oh, let's not waste any more time on such a subject, Jim. Let's get that signal fire going.
Yes, of course. But every time I think of what you may face,
oh,
I...
Oh, please, forget it, Jim.
All right. Let's forget it for the now.
Good.
Come on. Pile up the branches here, Reverend.
Right.
This is a clear space. The smoke ought to be able to rise up in a thick, straight column.
Well, I wish no man ill, but I pray God that native may have some difficulty in locating the half-breed Labar.
Amen to that, Reverend. Well, here goes the only chance we have.
Has the pile caught fire, Jim?
Just a second now. Here she goes. When it's well started, we'll throw on some more brush and make a column of thick smoke. Any sign of Labar yet?
No. It looks as though we'll get the signal fired off all right, Jim.
Yes. So far, so good, Reverend. Now then, let's get the smoke going.
Right-o.
Here, that's doing it, Reverend.
Well, that's a fine column of smoke. It ought to be seen for quite a distance. Jim.
Yes. But let's hope it's discovered by Kolo at his hideout before the folks up there at the house notice it.
Hey! What have you found down there?
Uh-oh. I was afraid of this. Here's Labar.
Yes, and sends me with a pail of water.
Throw on the rest of the branches, Reverend.
Right.
We've got to make the most of this chance.
Stop that! Stop that! What are you trying to do? Pull up these blades, stop that, I said.
Well, Jim, if Kolo didn't see the smoke,
we're lost.
It looks like it, Reverend.
Stand back. Stand back from that fire, you two. Sandy, cover them with your gun while I throw water on this fire.
That's one.
So, my God, that's one good thing, Sandy, come get Jackie Labar. You fella must be crazy, start fire around here. What you want for do? Set the whole jungle fire?
It's an idea, Labar. There's a lot of vermin I know of need exterminating.
You mean me?
Reverend, Labar's almost human. Isn't it amazing what intuition this ape man has?
Sacre bleu. Yes, fighting words, jungle Jim. I no let you get away with calling me ape man.
I'm sorry, Labar. I was wrong to say that. I apologize. I apologize to the ape.
By God, I kill you for that.
That's easy. You've got a gun.
No. Shooting too quick. I kill you with my bare hands. Fancy. Take the padre back to the house.
No.
I fix this fellow, young Lee Jim, for good.
I'm ready for you, Labar.
I'll come help you, Jim.
You go with Fancy.
Yeah, you go with Fancy, Dr. Chalmers. I can take care of this two-legged animal.
Take him away.
Watch out for him, Jim. He won't fight there.
Don't worry, Reverend. This is the chance I've been waiting for.
You'll no want for more chance when I get finished with you, young Lee Jim.
Come on, Labar. This is a fight to the finish. Your finish.
Yeah, we see about that. Take this.
Okay, and here's one for you.
Two men sail into each other, trading punch for punch. For a few seconds, they stand toe to toe. Then Jim swings one from his boot top. And Labar crashes to his back on the ground. But he's up in a second, and lets go with a big fist straight out of Jim's jaw. Jim finds himself looking up at the sky. Just then, Shanghai Lil arrives on the scene.
Labar! What's going on here? I'll flog you for this.
No, no, understand, boss. Young Lee Jim, he was...
Shut up. I don't care what he was doing or saying. You all right, Jim?
Yes, of course. And if you'll just step back out of the way, I'll repay that smack with interest.
You do no such thing. Come up on the veranda of the house. I want to talk to you.
All right. But I don't know what the prophet had to say to me.
Never shall she marry Young Lee Jim. I will stop that marriage, or else I...
Well, what do you want to talk about, Lily DeVril?
Jim, I've been thinking about this marriage.
Have you? I hope you thought enough about it to realize it's never going to happen.
I realize that it can be a very happy marriage if I have to force you to marry me. And I want it to be a happy marriage, Jim.
That's darn considerate of you.
I know you don't love me.
Love you? Why, I detest you.
But you'll learn to love me, Jim. I know that. I know I can make you love me.
Pretty sure of yourself, aren't you?
Perhaps. And then again, perhaps I'm sure of you. Listen, Jim. I'm giving you another chance. If you is my husband, we can rule this island and eventually all the other islands. The natives idolize you and they fear me.
The natives may fear you, Shanghai Lil, but I don't.
I don't want the man I love to fear me.
Love.
Think of this, Jim. With these islands under our control, we can grow rich. Rich.
Oh, you're wasting your breath, Lil. I'm not interested.
Not interested in getting rich?
Not by the means you offer.
All right. I see I've got to stick to my original plan. I've got to use force. Mario! Goku! Take the prisoner away.
Come. Gladly.
Poor weak fool that I am. I love him. I love him.
Did Lin and Kolo see the smoke signal before Labar interrupted the plotters and put out the signal fire? This dramatization of the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim is based on the full-color action pictures from the Comic Weekly, which is distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. All of the really famous characters of the world of colored pictures are to be found every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. You will find Toots and Casper, The Little King, Barney Google, The Cats and Yammer Kids, Flash Gordon, and many others. Also, a new set of interesting color poster stamps to add to your present collection. Don't forget our date next week over the same station at the same time for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.